Amen. We serve a good God. Amen. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Why? Because he gave us Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just come to you asking that you use me on this day, Lord. Give me the words to speak and say as your people listen and hear. Give them, open up their eyes and give them understanding, Lord. Give them revelation knowledge. Let it begin to flow, Lord. Only you can touch their hearts, Father. Let them know you like never before. Give them a hunger and thirst to know you as well, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to talk about a father's love. Amen. Can you hear me? We're going to start with a foundational scripture. John 3:16. Everyone knows this scripture. Everyone should know this scripture. What does it say? It says, for God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave his one and only begotten son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. So God so loved us so much, he sent Jesus. He gave his only son, Jesus, to buy back the rest of his children. Only for those who see Jesus as Savior, though. It's a choice. We're not speaking on the ones who don't choose right now. But we pray that you do choose. But it is your choice. That's how much the Father loves you. Amen. He wants you to receive his love. But it is a choice. But there in that choice, there's effects of your choice. You can go to hell if you choose to not accept his love of Jesus that he sent for us to save us. Amen. But we're going to talk about the ones who chose Jesus as their Savior. Amen. So they can give the understanding of the Father's love. Hallelujah. In John 17:23, it says, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected and completed into one, so that the world may know without any doubt that you sent me and that you have loved them just as you have loved me. Amen. This is what I want to really get into talking about. God loves us as much as he loves Jesus. Now that probably a kind of blow your mind, like, wait, what? Yes. He loves us just as much as he loves Jesus. And it says, it clearly states it right here. You sent me that you have loved them just as you have loved me. This is a reality. We have to get that understanding. You have to think about that. I mean, think, like, wait a minute. The Father loves me. God loves me like he loves Jesus. Yes. That's why he sent Jesus into the world to get you guys back. It's going to sound like I'm repeating myself, but guess what? Repetition is the mother of all knowledge. Amen. Until you get that understanding. So you got to get it. He loves us just as much as he loves Jesus. Amen. There's so many times we fail to overlook things or simply don't realize how deeply God loves us. Amen. Many believers don't grasp that the Father loves us just as much as he loves Jesus. This is not a small truth, but it is a foundation for everything. Amen. God's heart says, I love you that much. I sent Jesus to bring you back to his love. Amen. When this becomes the reality, it becomes easier to understand that he wants to take care of us. Amen. He wants to provide for us and he wants to bless us. When you love someone, you want to give them the world. God has already done that by giving us Jesus. Amen. His love is the reason he provides, he protects, and he restores our lives. Amen. And, we just read that one. We'll read it again. In John 17:23, I'll read it again. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected and completed into one, so that the world may know without any doubt that you sent me, that's Jesus, and that you, God, that you, God, have loved them, which is the world, just as you have loved me. Amen. In Romans 8:32, it says, he who did not spare his even his own son, but gave him up for us all, freely gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Here again, the Father's love. He sent Jesus to get us back. That love, Jesus' love, brings the blessings of God. It brings his love. That love, when you love someone, you just want to give to them. You want to help them. You want to protect them. You want to bless them. You know, you provide for them. Well, that's what Jesus has done. Amen. So many people fail to realize God's equal love for us and Jesus. Jesus was sent to restore us to the Father's love. God's love motivates his provisions. Amen. Because it's that love, he wants to bless us. Amen. But as we receive Jesus into our hearts, as born again Christians, we receive this. Amen. The gift of Jesus proves his desire to care for us. Amen. That's the blessing. That's the restoration. That's the Father's love. I remember thinking back. I have three older brothers, and I'm the baby and only girl. There was nothing my daddy wouldn't do for me. Amen. All the way up through high school, my dad would cook breakfast for me. I sit there and I was remembering. The Holy Spirit brought that back to my remembrance. That's how much he loved me. He cared for me. He wanted to do for me. He wanted to make sure I didn't go without breakfast in the morning. Amen. And to my brother, he did that for Lonnie too, as well. But even thinking back, I didn't have to drive. You know, most people, when they're a teenager, oh, I'm ready to drive. Everybody was ready to drive but me. I didn't want to drive. Because why? I had too many people ready to take me anywhere I wanted to go because they loved me. Amen. So that's what love does. It wants to take care of people. Amen. It wants to provide. It wants to make sure they're all right. They, you know, so I just wanted to give that example. Amen. Let's go on to the next. Hallelujah. Now, revelation versus mental assent. Why many struggle to believe God's love. People read scripture and they mentally agree with it. Or they just see it and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I know God loves me. I know God loves me. But no, you have to get a revelation that he actually loves you just as much as he loves Jesus. That seems kind of like, whoa, what do you mean? Yeah, he loves you just as much. Yes, he adopted us as his children, as his sons and daughters, but we're not stepchildren. We're not foster children. We are his children, made of his own, out of his own image. Amen. The same like spirit that dwells in God is in us because it was in Jesus. Amen. Again, if you're born again, you'll see this, you'll receive it. But it only comes through that revelation of the Father showing you that love, that he loves us just as much as Jesus. And yes, I'm going to repeat it and repeat it until you can get it in your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Revelation is when truth becomes alive inside you. Until a person receives the revelation of God's love, they will misunderstand prayer, blessing, and identity. You have no blessings, you have no identity or prayer. Why? Because you have to understand that the Father loves you. He wants to care for you. He wants to see you well. What is it in Jeremiah? My thoughts and plans are a desired end. He's already planned out a perfect end for you if you receive his love. That's all he's asking. Receive my love. Make that choice. Amen. Hallelujah. They will think God loves others more than them. That's not true. They will work for what God wants to freely give. Religion trains people to strive, but revelation frees them to receive the Father's love. When you're in religion, it makes you strive for or work for that love. Well, if I do this, he'll love me more. No, he's not going to love you no more, and he's not going to love you no less. Just receive his love that he just loves you. Amen. And he will do anything in the world for you. He gave Jesus for us to get us back with that love. He's the manifested love of God. Amen. We get that understanding that Jesus is the manifested love of God. And through Jesus, we get our prayers answered. We get the blessings of God. We get our identity. Amen. Why? Because that's who God sent. Believe on the one whom I've sent. Amen. All right. Let me get you some supporting scriptures. It says, we have 1 John 4:16. It says, we have come to know by personal observation and experience. And have believed with deep, consistent faith. What's faith? We should know this. Faith is to believe in someone or something. So you have to believe in the Father's love. Look, that he wants to. The love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God. And God abides continually in him. Amen. So you have to meditate on that. You have to understand, like, whoa. God loves me just as much as he loves Jesus. Hold on. Let me think about this for a minute. I'm not less than Jesus. I'm on that same plane as Jesus. The Father loves me just as much as he loves Jesus. And that only if you abide in him, and if you abide in that and receive his son, Jesus, who is the manifested love of God, then this will happen. Amen. It can't be a mental ascent. It has to be the revelation, which brings that truth. Amen. All right. In 1 Corinthians 2:4-5, let's read that. It says, and my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom using clever rhetoric. In other words, I'm not just saying it, but it is true. But they were delivered in demonstration of the Holy Spirit operating through me and of his power, stirring the minds of the listeners and persuading them, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom and rhetoric of men, but on the power of God, on the power of his love. Amen. Because he loved you, he will deliver you. Because he loved you, the Holy Spirit will begin to demonstrate his love through you. Amen. Amen. Mental sin is not a revelation. Without revelation, prayer and blessings and the word are misunderstood. Religion produces striving. Revelation lets us receive his love. Amen. So remember that religion produces striving, but revelation or truth of the word enable us to receive his love, his blessing. Amen. Which enables us to receive Jesus, his manifested love. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. So again, remember, God loves us just as much as he loves Jesus. So don't get caught up in your mind mentally thinking about it, but meditate on it. Let it get in your spirit. Let the Holy Spirit begin to change that and show you the Father's love, that he loves you just as much as Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next one, which is the family analogy or understanding God's equal love. All righty. Let me give an example. It says, parents love all their children, but children often perceive love differently. For example, we have 5 children. The oldest, you automatically love that one because they're the first. Amen. Then there's the 2 youngest ones. Well, they're the babies. The boy is the last one. The next to the boy is, it's a girl. So they're the babies of the bunch. They automatically get that love too. But sometimes the middle ones, they seem like they don't receive that same love. Amen. Like you don't love them as much as you love the oldest or the youngest. Well, that's not like that with the Father. Amen. The Father has the equal and same love for all of us. The oldest may feel special, the youngest may feel favored, and the middle child may feel overlooked. But the parent's heart, loves each child fully and equally, no different. This is how God loves us. No believer is less loved than Jesus. No believer is less loved. The same love he loves for Jesus flows to us because Jesus lives in us. As we abide in him, that love becomes visible to others. Amen. So I want to look at these scriptures here. In 1 John 3:1, it says, "See what an incredible quality of love the Father has shown to us, that we would be permitted to be permitted." He's permitting us to be called what? The children of God. That we should be counted and called children of God by his permission when we receive Jesus. Amen. And so we are the children of God. For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Who's the him? Jesus. So as we receive this, permitted by God to receive that same love he gave to Jesus, to be called the children of God, to be loved on that same equal plane as Jesus. Amen. God shows no partiality. Jesus in us enables us to love others. Amen. Romans 2:11, "For God shows no partiality, no arbitrary favoritism. With him, one person is not more important than the other." Amen. He loves us all the same, just as he loves Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I also want to say in this, we have to see there's nothing you can do that's going to take God's love away from you. He loves you no matter what. Now, are there effects of you not following what he says or abiding in what he tells you to do? Yes. He still loves you. Just as us as parents, we love our children. But can they like do things that don't mean we don't love them no less? If they do something wrong, we still love them. But when you do something wrong, when you don't abide by what they tell you, which is the word, with what he tells us, we still love you. He still loves us just as much as he still loves Jesus. So there's no partiality. There's no favoritism, but repent so you can get back into his loving provisions. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to the evidence of abiding. The evidence of abiding: joy, peace, and fearlessness. Hallelujah. When we abide in God's love, people notice. They ask, "Well, why are you always smiling? Why are you so happy? Why are you joyful all the time? Why do you appear to be unbothered?" Well, the answer is simple. I know the Father. I know he loves me. I know who I belong to. Amen. Knowing who we belong to brings confidence. Well, he's my daddy in heaven. He loved me. So I have that confidence in him that he loves me, and I don't have to worry about whatever circumstance or situation that comes across. My daddy in heaven, he got me. My big brother Jesus, he done already took care of it. Amen. So I have no reason to worry. I have no reason to fret. So that's the confidence I want to speak on. God provides. He provides for us, he protects, and he stays with us, right? He says he never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. He's with us till the end. Hallelujah. Perfect love casts out fear. So when fear loses its grip. I said that wrong. Perfect love casts out fear. So fear has to lose its grip on you. You can't walk in love. You can't believe that God loves you if you're walking in fear, because fear has no right, no place in you. Amen. Because that confidence should override that fear. So there's no way you should fear. Why? Because he said he never leave you nor forsake you. He's inside you. He's with you at all times. He loves you. Amen. Perfect love drives out fear. Even in the midst of danger, God's love empowers supernatural strength. A good example would be, you've heard of stories, people Kids are in an like a car on a person, or a parent's love for that child don't want to see them sick or hurt. So you heard them use supernatural strength. That ain't their strength, but it's God's supernatural strength coming to save that child. So they're able to lift up a car out of nowhere. Amen. That's that supernatural love empowers. That's God's empowering supernatural strength to us. That's his love coming forth. Amen. To protect us. He won't let nothing hurt us. Amen. Nothing can stand against us when we're in his love, when we're abiding in the love of God. Amen. When we know without a shadow of a doubt, get that, grasp that reality. Nothing can hurt. That devil cannot hurt you. There's a protection, a hedge of protection around you. The angels of the Lord surround and encamp us. We all have angels, lest we dash our foot against the stone. That's how much the Lord loves us, and he's going to protect you in any situation and circumstance. So you got to believe, Lord, that my daddy loves me. Why? Because he loves me. He don't want to see me hurt, but I have to listen and obey. I have to do what he tells me to do. If he say, don't go over there. But daddy, I want to. No, don't go over there. Okay, you went over there. He's not going to be, well, I told you not to do that. No, he's gonna, it's okay. Come on. Come on back. It's all right. Just let me wipe you off. Let me. You're okay. But this is why we don't do this. So you don't go that way and get hurt. That's why we abide in his word. That's why we listen. That's why there's a joy and a peace and a fearlessness when we stand in his love, knowing that confidence that we have, he is not going to let anything hurt us. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the love that be in action. God moved heaven and earth to rescue us when he sent his son Jesus. Amen. That love. That love. Do you realize when Satan came into this earth and did what he did, and Adam bit, and sin ran rapid, God already was thinking, I got to get my kids back. I got to get my babies. I got to get my babies. He sent Jesus. Aha, I got a plan. He sent Jesus, his only begotten son, to save the rest of his children, his loved ones. Amen. To buy us back. That's the kind of empowering love, that supernatural love that brings confidence. Amen. So you should realize and understand, Lord, the Lord loves me. He's my daddy. How much more in the natural, your natural parents want to take care of you and do things for you. He's in heaven. He wants to do even more than that. Amen. Let's look at the supporting scriptures. It says in 1 John 4:18, perfect love. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. But perfect, complete, full grown love. Complete, full grown. So that's in the maturity. As you grow, as you get more understanding, more experience in his love, as he takes you from faith to faith. The faith is what? Believing and trusting in what Jesus has done for him. The manifest the love of God. Amen. Love drives out fear, because fear involves the expectation of divine punishment. So the one who is afraid of God's judgment is not perfected in love. Has not grown into a sufficient understanding of God's love. Amen. So we have to mature. How do we do that? The word clearly states, as we go faith to faith, as we experience things, the Lord begins to show us his love, his mercy, his grace, his protection, his covering, his provisions. Amen. Hallelujah. And Nehemiah 8:10, it says, then Ezra said to them, go your way, eat the rich festival food, drink the sweet drink, and send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be worried, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. Look at that. It says, do not be worried. So why are we worrying? Shouldn't be no worry. It should be no fear. Why? Because our confidence is in the Father's love. Amen. That He's going to protect us. He's going to take care of us. It says, don't worry about tomorrow. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to cast our cares. Amen. We're not even to worry about what we're going to eat or drink. Why? Because God has already taken care. There's enough worries for tomorrow. Amen. Don't worry about today. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We shouldn't be downcast. Amen. But the confidence of His joy, of His love, of His provisions. Amen. Hallelujah. Go to the next slide, please. In Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be successful against us? In other words, the devil adds nothing the devil can do when you understand the Father's love for you. And that love is the manifested love of Jesus. Nothing can pull you away from that love. That's that confidence that you, I'm dug in, I ain't moving. There ain't no devil in hell. No, nothing can stop the love of God. Amen. Because when what God has for you is for you. He will protect you. He will guide and lead you into every truth if you just trust Him. Amen. Hallelujah. So nothing can be against us when we stand in the love of God. That's that confidence. That's what we need to get, that reality. Amen. Hallelujah. Abiding produces visible joy and peace. Others will see it. Confidence comes from knowing the Father. Perfect love removes fear. God's love empowers supernatural strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to God's heart as a parent. Sacrificial, merciful, and protective. Amen. As a parent, it becomes easier to understand God's heart. Parents will do anything for their children. God's love is even greater. Scripture says that if you and the natural parents know how to give good gifts, how much more will the Father give? Religion paints God as harsh, mean, and not loving. But Jesus revealed Him as Abba. Hallelujah. Merciful, loving, and full of grace. Aren't you glad we serve that type of God? He's loving, He's merciful, and full of grace. What a loving Father. The word Abba means loving. So, why wouldn't He protect you? Why wouldn't He take care of you? Why wouldn't He show you mercy and grace? Amen. Hallelujah. The sacrificial system pointed to the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus. God sending His Son to bring His children back home. Amen. The supporting scriptures, let's look at Matthew 7:11. It says, if you then, evil, sinful by nature, as you are, know how to give good and advantageous gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven, perfect as He is, give what is good and advantageous to those who keep on asking Him? You ever had a grandkid come and I've said it before, they come over, you know they're coming, you go get special little stuff they like, and you place it, they know it's there, they know. Gigi, poo-poo, can I have? Yes, you may. And to see that joy on that face when they get it, you know, it brings me joy. So how much more to the Father is that going to bring Him? Amen. We in the natural can do this. We feel that's just almost insignificant love. His is much more greater. They say like the God is love. He is love. He can't do nothing but love you. Amen. Even when we do wrong, like I said earlier, He warns us, the Holy Spirit will warn you, don't do it. Don't do it. A lot of times you do hear that small voice in you and say, don't do it. I'll be all right. No, don't do it. It's not going to go well. Don't do it. Then for the ones who actually listen to it, that voice, the Holy Spirit, you're safe. You're okay. But when you don't, the Father is still not going to I told you. He's not that mean God. He's a loving God. He's going to dust you off and say, it's okay. Get up. Let's try it again. It's all right. You'll be all right. Come on. Amen. Romans 8:15. For if you have not received the spirit of slavery leading again to fear of God's judgment, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, the spirit producing sonship by which we joyfully cry, Abba, Father. Amen. Abba, Father. We're to cry out, loving Father, help me, help me. I need help. Dad, Daddy. You know, like a little kid, Daddy, 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 help me, help me. Why? Because they can't do it. He leads and guides us. Amen. He's there. His love is showing us the way. Jesus already showed us the way and path we should go. We're to follow our big brothers, right? He's to manifest the love of God. So when we do this and we ask for help, that spirit producing sonship, as we mature, we're not led back into fear of God's judgment. Why? Because we've received his love. Amen? Hallelujah. Parenting reveals God's heart. God's love exceeds natural parenting love. Jesus reveals God as Abba. Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. Again, we have to get rooted and grounded in that the love of the Father, and to believe in it, trust in it, have faith. What is faith? Believing and having trust in him. Amen. Because Jesus is the manifested love of God. Hallelujah. Let's go on to creation as love, as a love gift. The world prepared for us. Oops, I missed one. We can go back. Creation as a love gift. The world prepared for us. You'll hear people say, oh, there's no, is there a God? Yes, there's a God. Look around nature. It shows his love. Amen. You see the sunset. You see the flowers in bloom. You see the trees blowing. Look around. You can't say that there is not a God, that he didn't create this. No big boom factor happened and all this just existed. Amen. This is all God's love on display. We look at each other. God's love on display. Amen. He prepared the world like a parent preparing a nursery for a newborn. You know how you get all excited for when you're pregnant and the baby's about to come, and it's like, oh, let me get the nursery together. You know, you're painting the walls. You got your husband painting the walls. And no, I don't like that color. Put another color. You know, you're getting the crib ready. You order special things. Why? You're preparing. And we look around. This is God's love on display. We look. He made the world for us. Amen. He prepared the world like a parent preparing a nursery for a newborn. Adam's only job was to appreciate and care for what God provided. Amen. When we fail to appreciate something, we fail to take care of it. Satan introduced greed and oppression, but God's original intention was abundance for all. When we return to the Father, he restores what the enemy has stolen. I want to look at these scriptures. Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and those who dwell in it. That's that picture where they say, oh, people say there ain't no God. No, that is, it is a God. Look at his love. He's displayed it all through the earth. And it all belongs to him. Why? Jesus came back and brought it all back to the Father. So now it all belongs back to him again. Amen. And who did he make it for? Guess what? The world is our nursery. We're his children. Hello. We receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. These are the love gifts that he's given. Hallelujah. But you have to grow up and mature in it so you can appreciate it. Take care of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at James 1 and 7. For such a person ought not to think or expect that he will receive anything at all from the Lord. Well, why is that scripture there, Sister Tony? Well, it's real easy. You can't receive anything unless you believe in Jesus. Amen? You have to believe that he loves you so you can receive his goodness and his mercy and his grace through what Jesus has already done on the cross, on his through his resurrection, his death, burial, and resurrection. He's already done it. He's already provided everything. Amen? In John 10:10, it says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and enjoy, and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. So, Daddy, Father God made this world for us. The devil tried to steal it away, but our big brother Jesus brought it back. Amen. He said, this belonged to my kids. This is for my children. He gave it to us to appreciate, to take care of. Amen. We have to understand the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So anything that's bad, we know it's not of God. Amen. All the good is coming from our Father. God's not going to give you anything to hurt you. Why? Because he loves you. He cares for you. The Father can't do anything but love. He is love, period. He can't show anything but love. His whole character, his whole being is love. So when we get that understanding of he's not going to hurt you, he's not going to harm you, but when you don't do what you're supposed to do, there are spiritual laws that are in place to protect us. So if you don't listen and do what you don't do or abide in his word, you can get hurt. So don't do it. And we know that's all of the devil. Anything good, we know it's from our Father. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So nature reflects God's love. Creation was prepared for humanity's enjoyment. Satan introduced greed and oppression. Returning to God brings restoration. And that restoration is through everything Jesus has done. What is it? Jesus is the manifested love of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to love as a spiritual force. I won't be before you too long. Hallelujah. Love is not just an emotion. It is a supernatural spiritual force. We feel love. The Father is love. So he can't do anything but love. Again, I say that. He can do nothing but love. But when you don't do what he's telling you to do, the devil can come in and take over and causes things to happen to you when you don't abide in his love. And when you don't abide in what Jesus has done for you. Amen. It is God himself. God is love. Love is unstoppable. When we meditate on it, we abide in it, and when we let it saturate our whole heart, everything changes. It can't stay the same. Why? Because that power of love is unstoppable. Amen? Just saying that, I'm seeing a train, like a train that's moving on a track going fast. You can't jump in that front of that train. Why? It's moving too fast. It's going too fast. That's how his love is. It's a supernatural, unstoppable spiritual force that surrounds you. And nothing. So we got to meditate on it. We got to speak it. We got to see it and begin to let it change us from the inside out. Amen. The greatest revelation God gives us is that we don't have to do anything but believe. Amen. Faith. We believe in his love. His manifested love is Jesus. We believe in Jesus. We trust all that he's done for us. Amen. Trust is the expression of faith. Faith works because of love. No faith, no love. Amen. When we trust His love, fear disappears, worry dissolves, and rest becomes natural. Amen. Psalms 23 becomes real provision, peace, guidance, and protection. Let's look at that. 1 John 4:1-8. The one who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know Him. For God is love. He is the originator of love, and it is an enduring attribute of His nature. Amen. So here again, we were talking about you have to spend time abiding in His love, knowing that it's an unstoppable force, that He loves us. He's going to take care of us. He's going to provide for us. Meditate on that. Get that in your heart. In Galatians 5:6, for if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but only faith activated and expressed and working through love. Your faith, and faith can't be activated unless it's working through His love, knowing that He loves you. Why? You can't believe or trust or any of this until you know that He loves you. You can have the mental assent of it, but until you get it in your spirit, in your heart, that He loves you. He's there for you. He's there to guide and help you and protect you. Amen. Psalms 23. I love this scripture. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not want. Hallelujah. When we let Jesus be the Lord of our life, He feeds us. That's our provisions being met. He guides us. He tells us where to go and what to do. He shields us. That's a protection. That's all. He makes you lie down in green pastures. Why? Why is He makes? He make you. Oh, why? Because of His love. His love lets you rest in Him, knowing that He's taking care of it. Amen? That it's okay. Why? Because I'm trusting and believing everything that the Father has done through Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord. Thank You. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just give You praise. Amen. 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 Love is a spiritual force. Love is the nature of God. And faith works through love. And in Psalms 23, it reflects God's loving provisions for us. Amen. It's His provisions being met. It's us resting in the Lord. Why? Because Jesus has already taken care of and done everything that needs to be done. Amen. Did He not say, sit here until I make your enemies your footstool? Rest in Him. He's got it. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father. And let's look at nothing works without love. Faith, prayer, and identity depends on it. Nothing in a Christian's life works without the revelation of God's love. Prayer becomes empty, faith becomes mechanical, and efforts replace rest. But when we know He loves us as much as He loves Jesus, everything shifts. We stop striving. We stop worrying. We rest in what Jesus has already done. Amen. It's already finished. So we just trust and believe, and we meditate, and we abide in that. We walk in righteousness, peace, and joy, and the essence of the kingdom. We live fearlessly because the Father is with us and in us. This revelation anchors us, anchors our identities as sons and daughters of the Most High. Amen. Let's look at some supporting scriptures. In Romans 4:17, it says, as it is written in Scripture, I have made you a father of many nations in the sight of Him whom He believed. Which this is Abraham. God who gives the life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. It says, I have made you a father of many nations. This is Abraham. This is directed to us. Abraham was seeing, God was telling him he was going to be the father of all after everything after him. Amen. 1 Peter 5 and 7. So we casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him, Jesus, for he cares about you with the deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Look at that. With deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. In other words, he's not going to let anything happen to you. That's his protection and provision. Amen. He said, don't worry about it. The song comes to mind. Don't worry, be happy. Well, don't worry, be happy. Joy, righteousness, peace, and joy is the part of the kingdom when we believe and trust in his love. Amen. Hallelujah. He watches over you to let nothing hurt you. Amen. Romans 8:14. For all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So you got to be, like I said, born again. Amen. For all this to even happen. Because he's got to give you the revelation of his love, the Father's love. And how do you receive that? It's by faith. I believe and trust in everything that Jesus has done for me. What is that? What did Jesus do for me? Well, God sent Jesus to bring us back. Amen. And that bringing us back, we believe that he restored everything. That's provisions being made, deliverance, restoration, protection, guidance, all of that. We have this now when we believe in the Father's love. That has to be your confidence. You got to get that revelation or nothing will happen for you. But it's by the being led by the Spirit of knowing that you're one of his sons. He loves you just as much as he loves Jesus. That should be something that makes your spirit jump on the inside. Begin to walk around and start saying, God loves me as much as Jesus. My Father loves me. Devil ain't no devil. Whoa, wait a minute. The Father loves me more, just as much as he loves Jesus. Get that. Walk around. Speak it. Say it. So you can start believing and trusting in it. Yes, he loves you just as much as he loves Jesus. You are counted as his sons and daughter. Amen. Receive his love. Walk in his love. Walk in his manifested love. And that manifested love is Jesus. That's what God sent. And we're to believe and have faith and trust him. Amen. Love is the foundation of all spiritual life. Without love, prayer and faith fail. Revelation ends striving and worry. The kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. Identity as sons and daughters flows from love. So when you begin to know the Father, he will begin to flow all this back out to you. So that's all I have for you today. Hope you were blessed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. Give them more understanding of the Father's love. Let them receive the manifested love of God, which is Jesus. We receive all that he's done for us, Father. Give, open their eyes and ears, Father, and let them receive what you're saying. Holy Spirit, give more understanding. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.